So Moses has engaged with God. And like earlier, when he relied on the God of his mother, he now has met God for himself. And you have emphasized, it is important that you meet God for yourself. But God also talked to him. He says, do not come any near, any closer. That's the message of Exodus chapter 3. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. I think that's the second thing we want to emphasize. When you are a leader after God's heart, you are a leader who leads God's way, you are a leader who is getting the enablement from the Lord. Holiness. Holiness. When you meet God and you want to talk with God, the emphasis is you do not meet God on unholy ground. Wherever the Lord is holy ground. It is not the issue of, is it in church? This is a bush. But wherever a man of God walks becomes holy ground. Because the Lord of heaven has chosen to live in your heart. So when you go to your office, you are on holy ground. Because wherever the Lord is holy ground. You know the reason why, as a leader, you can be ruthless with people is because it's not church. On Sunday, you are an elder, such a holy man. Nobody can imagine the kind of life you lead as a manager in your office. Because you have never understood the concept. Holiness is not building. You know, I know there are people who keep up that this is my altar. You know, even in church, sometimes they say this is an altar call, means a front is the altar. As if where you are sitting, you can keep giggling because it's not holy. What makes the place holy is not the fact that it was prayed for by the bishop. It is that the people that are there are holy. They have the Holy Spirit with them. And wherever God is holy ground.